Now, follow me down and follow my way of thinking. Night, night. I want you trying new things. Even this rapid fire induction, direct address, and it being so short. These things are things that add to your hypnotic experience. And that's what you should be doing, going out and finding and trying things which add to your experience. Things like the trembling intonations of your favorite fetish, your ideal tease. I'll be your ideal tease. Now just imagine trembling fingers down your shoulders. You don't have to imagine. Hands down your sides. I assure you, I'm doing it right now. You can brush your fingertips there. And since I'm always trying new things, there's no way I can reliably warranty to you that whatever file you find, whatever new flourish, will be anything like what's there before. This is not some standardized thing. This is a knobbly carrot I pulled out of my garden, or a rock from a beach that's been irregularly worn. When I show you a treasure, I have no way of predicting what it looks like. And this isn't me being someone who says, oh, how will you know you don't like it if you don't try it? We know a huge number of things are disliked without going anywhere near them. And we learn, I respect that you've tried things, found what works, tried things, found what works, and I'm flattered that you're listening to me. I mean, to zoom out for a moment, it's always very self-indulgent to expect anyone to listen to me for 10, 20, 30. Don't worry, this one's 10, like I said, but it's a lot of minutes. And even if you're like, oh no, heap more upon me, I still want you trying new things. The things you're neutral toward. Cracking open that hypnotic novelty encourages us. It really does. This one's more musing than trance, though I encourage you to drop drippily and deeply down. This one is musing. Yeah. I always call them that. But I've been developing my trance skills in the same way, so I wanted to say, there are a plethora of people making content. And you may need to screen it, and you may need to vet it, and you may try something and find out it's not for you later. We always feel so locked in by that old formulation. And tell me if you've heard it. Oh, you've got to try at least 1 bite or 2 bites or 3 bites before you can say you really don't like it. Oh, you can't push the yeah, you can. Stop your trances at any time. You'll be better for it. Because another one is always to hand. And I just thought about the hypothetical of someone who gets about this far into the tease and turns it off right there, and it's like, good on that person. But keep listening. I have a point and some turns of phrase and a sexy voice for you. Oh, much hotter than this one. Relax. And think about not your fingertips trickling down your sides, but my voice vibrating off them. It already hits the small tympanic membrane in your ear, the little drum with some of the tiniest bones in the body. My voice in your head is percussion, is vibration, and so is everyone else's. Go out and find the good vibrations for you. Those things which you are neutral toward, you are capable of building an enthusiasm for. This entire flourished, many-splendored environment of, oh, what if you slip deep? Oh, what if your passive, pliable, suggestible inattention, or your active, laser-focused, pliable attention were to fall on something truly wonderful, and you were not yet receptive? Soft, yielding enough to push it to the backest part of your brain. Well, in those circumstances, it's a skill issue. I want you grinding your skills. And so I've started with a simple one. I'm sure I'll give this talk 100 times, illustrating my point that even if you want more of something, there's always a new way to style it. And even if you think you know what you like in its full totality, nah. Too much under the sun. And in the dark. So listen and follow along as I teach you the simplest kind of sensation mapping, sensation pairing, activity contextualization. It's up to you how sensual this all gets. I'm very free with my erotica. So when you hear these words, realize that I will make a point in the spirit. Night, night, deeper down, my voice thrumming in your ear, tympanic membrane, my voice thrumming down your sides, the skin, the muscle, the grabbable, vulnerable skin. If my hips were behind yours, my voice behind your ear. And I purred these words directly into you, and they trickled down your shoulder and dribbled off your side, like heat, like water, like wine. But those are all likes. Those are all similes. They aren't metaphor or, what I'm about to do, factual description of an event. The pouring of my grail, the biting of a ripe fruit, its red juices dripping down my red, red lips. Yeah. The trickling, soporific stuff of absolute hypnotic night, where your mind just turns out, you drink. Your mind just turns out, I purr. So if I'm behind you, moving my hips left and right, encouraging you to sway, while my words drip down your side, you want it. You enjoy it. You're gonna want it more. Now, what if there are things this delicious that you have missed? So check it out. It's fun to check it out. I'll even include those words in some future pieces, referring to other ones. Oh, that's a good idea. Network between them. Anyway, listen closely. You're at least night-night pet. Deep enough for me to access your curiosity, your desire to wonder what new things feel like as I'm behind you, swaying my hips, my voice drooling down your side. Curiosity is the only way new things deliberately get inside your mind. Curiosity is the only way in which you become different. And in hypnosis, it can be as simple as a new induction, a new meditation, a new metaphor, a new kind of relaxation, or even a physical experience, be it physical activity or mental state. Because the mind is physical, the mind is a muscle with delusions of grandeur. Your mind is a muscle, your body is physical, your entirety is one ongoing inquiry of the world. Not into those things you don't enjoy, but certainly into those things which are easy for you to enjoy, easy for you to hold dear. Certainly, things which you explore and go, oh, I want to try more of that. There will always be more of that. Curiosity is the only way in which you make your mind the muscle, similar to your body's muscles, moving automatically and automatedly through trying things. Check it out. It's safe. Give it a try. Check it out. You are curious. When you see something and say, oh, that isn't for me, feel the hypnotic pull of, well, maybe it could be. But then you can find something else you're neutral toward and go, oh, that. And add enthusiasm, the artificial addition of emotional pulls, tugs, triggers, and anchors, the hypnotic equivalent of, how will you not like it unless you try it? But of course, that's silly. There are so many things you know you don't like without trying them. But you know you like this. And there's going to be more like it. Hypnosis. The quirks of hypnosis. From me or from anyone else with a similar bent. So go find something and explore it. And really explore it. Become unconsciously competent, a student of when and why and how you drop. Go out there and say, oh, when this word, this phrase, this type, rapid fire, or slow, the quickness flowing over you, skiing from thought to thought, giving them no room, letting them simply flutter away. The only way to draw good, useful, luxurious hypnotic trance to yourself is to go looking, to curate, to collect, to make playlists, and to play along. Find things that encourage you to do what you'd do anyway, what you'd pursue anyway. Align curiosity with that ache. And remember that my words really vibrate all over your body. And I've included as many examples of tacks and metaphors I've never used before as possible, just by way of example. Take care.